T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Illustrated has just released the top 10 university mascots in celebration of the 150th season of college football. The Bay Area is represented, with Stanford's tree making the list at number 5. To find out the history of the tree, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk with former sports columnist for the San Jose Mercury News, Mark Purdy. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. We hear that the tree had some humble beginnings, unveiled at a big game at Cal. Tell us about that.
Well, I was not there, but I understand that to put fear into the Cal crowd and the Cal football team, Stanford chose a big game to unveil the tree. But the interesting part is the tree is not really the official school mascot. This is one of those crazy college things. It's technically a band mascot or a band member. The history of Stanford mascots, and it's one of these, I love college football because of the lore, right? For many years, Stanford's mascot was the Indians. Well, in the early 70s, the students decided that was not the way they wanted to go with that because of their sensitivity toward our Native American friends. So the students voted at that time to abolish the Indian mascot and to make robber barons the mascot.
That's not much better.
I don't know, but the school administration and board of trustees nixed that. Why? Because Leland Stanford, who paid to start the school and named it after his son, Leland Stanford Jr., was in fact a robber baron. He was a railroad magnate in the 19th century and was known as a robber baron. So they decided, no, we're not going to go. The school president said, no robber baron. So they were mascotless for many years, and then in 1982 came the tree, which, as I mentioned, was not authorized by the school, but the band does what it wants, and so now it's known as the tree, and I think it's a fabulous mascot. It's named after, obviously, Palo Alto, the city of Palo Alto, the tall tree, and there is an actual tall tree by the railroad station in Palo Alto. So it's technically, I guess, the mascot is the town mascot, except it's not really. I don't know. It's, you know, one of my favorite things. And I hate to go on about this, but I love this college lore stuff. My favorite things in the basketball season, like the last home basketball game, they have tree tryouts, guys.
It's
fabulous. They have there's like the final four. The students have to make their own tree costume, and then they go out like in timeouts and dance around and try to impress the band and be named the tree mascot.
Makes perfect sense. And you're talking to a guy who went to a school with an anteater as its mascot.
UC Irvine. My son obtained his doctorate degree there.
Zot, as we used to say. All right.
Yeah.
Always great to chat with you, Mark. Thanks so much. That's a former sports columnist for the San Jose Mercury News, Mark Purdy.